Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Stories don't get much crazier than this. This guy fears that his sister is falling in love with his girlfriend. I'm worried that my sister has feelings for my girlfriend. My girlfriend and I have been together for 2.5 years, and we have a really great relationship. My sister and I have always been close, so I was really happy when she and my girlfriend met and hit it off right away. They get along insanely well, and it's awesome. Or it was awesome. It might be important to point out that they're both bisexual. Everything was normal up until about 3 months ago. They started hanging out together more often than usual, taking day trips and having sleepovers and going for dinner, etc. I didn't care about it initially. I thought it was cool that the two most important women in my life were such good friends. Then my sister, Amy, started making comments saying that if we ever broke up, she's first in line to date my girlfriend Emily. She calls Emily her wifey and follows her around like a lost puppy. Amy says that Emily is our girlfriend, and I swear she gets jealous when I interact with her. Then, last week I got home from work, and as I walked through the door, I could hear them chatting in the living room. This isn't out of the ordinary. It was what I heard that really bothered me. My sister said, "Holy heck, I have such a crush on you," in the most lustful voice I've ever heard. God, I really hated typing that. Emily laughed, and their conversation moved on, but it really didn't sit well with me. So later on, I asked Emily what they were talking about. I think context is important. She told me they went shopping earlier in the day and were doing a little fashion show for each other. She said that those kinds of comments are normal between girlfriends, and it's nothing to worry about. It made sense to me, and I trust Emily. I decided to talk to Amy. I asked how the shopping spree went, etc. And then I gently asked her what the crush comment was about. She got very defensive and accused me of being jealous of her relationship with Emily, then told me to grow the F up. I'm not worried about Emily doing anything behind my back to betray me, and I never have been. There's just something about the way my sister is acting that irks me, and I don't know how to approach this without blowing up any of our relationships. Now, just a couple of days later, OP posted the following updates. There have been some developments. When I got home from work yesterday evening, I found the two of them on the couch in the living room watching a movie. I decided that I should just get it over with. So, I sat down in the seat across from them and said that the three of us needed to have a talk. I basically just asked them if there was something going on between them, and I mentioned how much extra time they've been spending together, acting almost like they're dating. My sister immediately started sobbing, and Emily just looked really sad. Amy couldn't speak through the tears, so Emily filled me in. It turns out that Amy has been going through a really bad breakup and hasn't been taking it well. Her boyfriend cheated on her with multiple women and gave her an STD. I guess it ended in a big blowout and he trashed her place and threw her around. 3 months ago, Emily noticed that something was wrong and asked her what was up while they were out for lunch. Amy couldn't hold back and spilled all that had happened to Emily and then begged her not to tell me anything until she decided what she wanted to do. Emily started staying over at her place for a few reasons, helping her fix up her home, support, etc. Then Amy found out that she's pregnant with this butthole's baby and her mental health plummeted. Their extra hangouts were mostly to do with preparing for this new baby and the pregnancy, including the fashion show, which was maternity wear for both of them. What I was perceiving as jealousy from Amy was actually a longing or an envy of the solid relationship that Emily and I have, not an actual crush on Emily. The crush comment and wifey nickname were literally just girly comments in their words. Amy was reactive to my questioning because she was so deeply betrayed by this guy, and being accused of doing that herself was very hurtful. I didn't even know that Amy was dating anybody. It seems that the butthole has left the province and Amy doesn't want to pursue anything legally. She just wants to move on and be happy. Amy and Emily are 6 weeks apart and were planning on telling me about the matching pregnancies this coming weekend. So, in short, Amy and Emily are best friends. I'm going to be an uncle and then a father, and I get Brother of the Year award for not noticing that anything was going on with her. Well, that is the end of that debacle. I'm very glad it had a happy ending and your sister wasn't actually falling in love with your girlfriend. That would have been unbelievably awkward. What is great, though, is that, you know, you got to the bottom of it and you all are more wise now and you understand what's going on. Crazy situation, I've got to say. Don't blame yourself, OP. You genuinely thought that something was going on that wasn't. That's fine. You know, everyone's calm now. Wow, crazy one. Oh, and by the way, congrats to all three of you involved in this story on becoming parents very soon. That's sick. My husband is reluctant to be intimate with me after I was in a major accident. I am a 30-year-old woman, and I've been married to my husband, who is 45, for 5 years, when we've been together for 8. Obviously, there's an age gap in our relationship, and whenever we discussed possible health issues or medical care, it was regarding him. But about 4 months ago, I was in a car accident. I was talking on Bluetooth to my husband because I was nervous driving on the icy roads going to our house, when another car rounded a corner too quickly and lost control. It was one of those exact wrong moment things, and my car went off the road and into a tree. My husband heard the whole thing, and my last memory before I lost consciousness was him screaming my name. I don't want to get into the bloody details, but I ended up being in the hospital for over a month. I needed multiple surgeries, and I've been in physical therapy ever since. I'm finally getting back to a point where I feel like myself again, and I'm no longer in pain. I've gained back some of the weights, and I look good, if I do say so myself. My husband literally worked out of my hospital room for the entire time I was there. He went home to shower, sleep, and look after the dogs, then came right back. He attended all my therapy appointments so that he would know how to better help me recover at home. He was amazing and everything I could ask him to be in that kind of horrible situation. I love him so much. And so yesterday, while shopping, I saw this gorgeous black lingerie set and decided to surprise him. We haven't had sex since before the accident, and every time I try, it feels like he makes an excuse or expresses some concern about some random body part of mine that is no longer injured. He was on his laptop in bed when I came in wearing my new purchases, and I could tell he was taken by surprise. I basically crawled into his lap and started kissing his neck and grinding on him. He was definitely hard, but then he lost it and pushed me away, saying that we shouldn't rush this and he doesn't want to jeopardize my recovery with sex. I was crying by the time he ended the sentence and said, "I'm fine. The doctors say sex is fine." But he was already walking into the bathroom and turning on the shower. I don't know what to think. Is it the scars? Is the memory of me in a hospital bed, unable to even sit up by myself, repelling him? I'm finally starting to feel good about myself and my body again, and the fact that he won't touch me is really hurting my mental health. It's probably a long shot, but has anyone else experienced this? And just like our first story, guys, I've got a cheeky little update for you. Thank you again for everyone's kind and thoughtful comments. I read all of them, even if I didn't respond. And there were over 300 comments, and some of them are unbelievable, I'm not gonna lie. Last night, when we got in bed, I curled up next to my husband and held him, while I basically said, "We've been through a lot. Would you be willing to get therapy with me to make sure that everything is all right for both of us? I love you so much and I don't want any underlying trauma to affect our relationship." He was silent for about 10 seconds and then the floodgates opened. I've only seen him cry once or twice in our entire relationship, at our wedding and the first time I told him I loved him, but I held him while he sobbed for what was probably an hour. He kept apologizing for it, and I had to keep saying, "Don't be sorry, I'm here. Cry if you need to cry," and I shed some tears of my own. It was an exhausting but ultimately extremely cathartic experience. When it was all over and he was able to say more than a few words, he told me that there was about 15 minutes when he was sure he'd just heard the love of his life die. Then we got to the hospital, and the doctors made it clear they would do everything they could, but the extent of my injuries were extreme and severe. Then he spent hours calling family members, waiting, pacing, and trying to grapple with the fact that I might die and he might be alone. Then I spent 5 days in the ICU, mostly unconscious. He said he's never known fear like that in his life. In the end, we agreed to go to individual and couples therapy, and even touched on the sex thing, wherein he admitted that he knows objectively nothing bad will happen to me if we have sex, but for some reason it's sparking this protective instinct that makes him want to treat me like glass. So we're working on it, and our marriage is amazing. He is the love of my life, and we can get through this. You know what? Something's in the air. It must be the subreddit r/relationships. I'm used to people having, frankly, ridiculously illogical conversations with each other and arguments that make no sense. What I've read here, and like the first story, it's just good stuff. You know, situation arises, bit of conflict, sort it out with your words. That is just excellent. I love to see it. And I'm glad you two sorted out your situation. What a horrible thing to go through. I can't even begin to understand the pain and hurt that you both went through. Crazy. I mean, like, what's worse than death, eh? Nothing. But wow, I'm glad that you're both still alive, still together, going strong, working things out. I love you. You pair of legends.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My helpful mum invades my privacy and moves stuff around, causing important possessions to be lost and put through the washing machine. I've just this week moved into a flat, and my mum has been helping a lot. She drove my furniture to the new flat and bought me a table and chairs. I'm grateful for this, but she's a very nosy person, and I've always had to hide any personal things for when she visits, as she looks through all my drawers and also moves stuff around all the time, causing me to lose important things. I was having a delivery that couldn't be rescheduled, but I was at work, so she offered to wait for it in the flat. I made sure to hide my important stuff in a zipped up bag, wrapped in clothes in the wardrobe, covered by a duvet. I felt okay about it as I took the precautions, but I stupidly underestimated her nosiness. I had keys to my old flat that need to be handed in before the weekend, which were in a tiny pouch hidden in some jean pockets. My DS games and jewelry were locked in a small safe, also in a wardrobe, the key to which was hidden inside a sock in the inside pocket of a tiny suitcase under the bed. There was also a 3DS in the same suitcase and feminine care items. I pushed it right to the back under the double bed, so it was very hard to reach, and I put a cushion in front to hide it. When I got back, she had done multiple clothes washes, which included all clothes in said bag, the sock in the suitcase, and literally everything in every drawer. Stuff that I'd washed at hers and not even worn yet. This meant that my old flat keys, the key to my safe, and all the other stuff had been through the wash. Of course, I couldn't find barely any of them. My 3DS, headphones, the keys, and other items are all still missing. Not only that, but I've had a gum infection and I'm on antibiotics, which were in a drawer in the kitchen. She rearranged all my drawers and now I can't find them anywhere. Thankfully, I found the painkillers I was taking to help with it in the cupboard in the bathroom, but they were both together in the kitchen. I've been texting her asking where things are and she gets mad each time, calling me ungrateful, saying that she was trying to help. She can't remember where she moved anything, but this is a huge invasion of privacy. Also, I'm in trouble now as I can't find the flat keys, I can't get to a doctor to get more antibiotics, and I love my 3DS. How can I talk to her about this? She wants to come over again soon, but even when I'm there, I can't let her out of my sight. Well, let me tell you, OP, I don't envy your position right there. That is one invasive mother, and it's all under the pretense, unfortunately, of her thinking in her own mind, perhaps, or maybe just using it as an excuse, saying I'm helping you out, when in reality, she's just snooping, like she's doing way too much, clearly. Let's be realistic. Helpful is actually doing laundry, or, you know, hanging things up, or cooking or something like that. Not rummaging through your entire house looking for stuff. Like, that's what she's doing. She has the intent to find secret stuff. And it's obvious. I'm sorry, but it is. Now, my advice to you would be, just don't let her in your house. Go and meet somewhere else. There's no obligation for her to come into your house. If you want to go and see her, which I'm sure you do, go to hers, go out to eat, whatever. Just don't let her in your house, whatever you do. Guys, let me know your thoughts down below in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. If not, and you're on Spotify or Apple or any other podcast platform, head on over to my YouTube and watch my lovely face speak in real life. And if you're still on YouTube and you didn't already know, I post these episodes over on podcast platforms. Just search my name, Redditor, on any podcast platform and you'll find me. See you lot all tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.